Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shorts. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about proof of stake. Now, in the last episode, I spoke about proof of work and how it was being used to find out one miner node out of a pool of many miner nodes to produce the next block. So first of all, in a proof of stake network, the block producers are not called miners. They are called validators. The reason being, they are not doing any proof of work. They are not actually racing against each other to solve a puzzle. They are rather producing blocks and voting and finding a consensus using these votes. So instead of actually mining, they are validating what is being produced. And hence, they are called validators. So that's the first thing. There is a slight change in terminology here. Now, let's talk about how it works. So basically, we are trying to solve the same problem. But in proof of stake, it is a twofold process. First of all, we find out who are going to be in the pool of validators eligible to produce blocks. And then out of this pool, out of this group of validators, we find out who is going to produce the immediate next block. And the process continues. So the first part is driven through staking. It's not driven through solving a puzzle. So to become part of this pool of validators, the nodes or the potential validators, they stake some sort of economic value in the network. Generally, this economic value is in the native cryptocurrency of the blockchain. For example, sometime in the future, the Ethereum blockchain is going to transition into a proof of stake network. And at that time, the staking will be done using the native cryptocurrency, which is Ether for Ethereum. So the first part is, if you want to become a validator, you have to stake some economic value in the network. And I'll tell you the reason about it in a little bit. The second part is, once you become a part of this pool of validators, the network decides through an algorithm. And this algorithm could be round robin, this could be pseudo random, or something like that, to find out who exactly is going to be the producer of next block. Once a block is proposed by one of these validators, whoever gets the chance to propose a block, the other validators vote on the validity of this block. And then once you have enough votes or majority votes for a block, then this block is called final. Just producing a block and proposing it to the chain is not enough. You have to have enough votes on your block to call it final. Now, the reason why validators are required to put stake or economic stake in the network is because if they produce a wrong block, if they produce a block that is not as per the rules decided by the blockchain, then they are slashed or they are punished and their stake is taken by the network. Now, this is more like, you know, if you are producing the right block, if you are honest, then you get block rewards, the network rewards you. But if you do not play by the rules, if you are being dishonest, then the network punishes you by taking away your staked economic value or by taking away your staked cryptocurrency. So this is how a proof of stake network works. Now, there are advantages and disadvantages of this approach. Advantage being, you do not have to waste all that energy that you wasted in proof of work. Remember from last episode? And the disadvantage is, if you do not have the minimum amount of stake to participate as a validator, you cannot become a validator. So there is an economic blocker in proof of stake networks. Some of the new networks are trying to solve this problem so that everybody can participate is by having different variations of proof of stake. For example, delegated proof of stake or nominated proof of stake, where people can delegate or nominate their stake to others so that they can validate on their behalf. So this was in brief about proof of stake, why it is used and how it works. Thank you for listening. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast and stay tuned for the next episodes. Ciao.